Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt our program of dance music to bring you a special bulletin from the Intercontinental Radio News. Our very own pop princess, now queen of pop, has a special announcement she would like to make.
I think I'm ready for my close-up.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to All You Need to Know Radio. I am your host, John Hollywood. On tonight's show, we have a very special edition. We are talking about the bombshell judgment for opioid addiction. $572 million was awarded from a judge in a bench trial in Oklahoma City. We applaud the judge. Over 6,000 people have died because of Johnson & Johnson lying to their doctors, telling them their product was not addicting. The judge shows his disgust during the press conference or during his ruling from the bench. So get ready. Tonight is going to be a special ride. And hopefully, if you are addicted to opioids, and I know I'm saying it wrong, any type of addiction, listen to this show because it could change your life. There are people out there that are fighting for you each and every day, and we're one of them. This is All You Need to Know Radio, and it starts right now. Academy Award-winning Lady Gaga. Music, I mean, so many music awards, I can't even tell you. But she cemented her feet as an incredible actress with Bradley Cooper in A Star Is Born. And would you believe it? Bradley Cooper can actually sing on top of being hot as hell. But let's get back to today's show. Let's listen to how the judge ruled in the bombshell judgment of the $572 million judgment against Johnson & Johnson. You know who Johnson & Johnson is, right? They're the ones that do baby powder. And the judge was none too pleased to hear all of the statements and all of the testimony, and knowing that this company was almost single-handedly, and I would say single-handedly, allegedly, because I don't know the complete case at this point, for over 6,000 deaths. Listen to the conference.
Mark, ruling Monday, an Oklahoma judge found Johnson & Johnson guilty of helping to fuel the state's opioid crisis. The company was ordered to pay over $500 million to help address the drug epidemic in Oklahoma. It's the first major pharmaceutical company being held accountable for its role in the widespread use of prescription painkillers. The company says it will appeal the judge's decision. However, victims of the crisis say they will continue to fight. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimates opioids claimed the lives of 47,000 Americans in 2017 alone. Omar Villafranca has the details from Norman, Oklahoma.
I'm entering an abatement plan that consists of costs totaling $572,102,028.
Judge Thad Balkman concluded the state proved pharmaceutical giant Johnson & Johnson and its subsidiary Janssen caused a public health emergency in Oklahoma. State Attorney General Michael Hunter.
When opioid sales in Oklahoma began to skyrocket, the death toll from unintentional prescription drug-related overdoses mounted, leaving in its wake broken homes, families, and communities.
The state estimates the opioid epidemic has killed some 6,000 Oklahomans in 19 years. In 2017, they sued Johnson & Johnson, Purdue Pharma, and Teva Pharmaceuticals for aggressively marketing opioids to doctors while significantly downplaying the addiction risks. Teva and Purdue settled for more than $300 million. Johnson & Johnson vows to appeal.
But Johnson & Johnson did not cause the opioid abuse crisis here in Oklahoma or anywhere in this country.
Tanya Radcliffe, a foster mother, testified for the plaintiffs about caring for children born addicted to opioids.
What does your idea of justice look like?
I think we have to look at saving lives. You know, the lives that have been lost already, was that for nothing?
Omar Villafranca joins me now from Norman, Oklahoma. Omar, many states have been affected by the opioid crisis. Separate lawsuits were recently filed in Ohio and West Virginia against Johnson & Johnson and Teva Pharmaceuticals. What does this verdict mean for other cases across the country?
Well, two things, Elaine. One, it kind of leaves a blueprint for these other states to try to follow, basically when it comes to their cases against these pharmaceutical companies. As a matter of fact, the Attorney General and some of the counsel that was around the Attorney General were saying this is something that they're going to be sharing. They're going to be publishing their work to kind of let the other states know how it's done. It also tells the pharmaceutical companies they can settle, but that they can also have a verdict rendered against them, like what we saw in this case. Now, keep in mind, Teva Pharmaceuticals and Purdue settled for about $300 million, didn't have any blame, they didn't take any blame, but they settled for roughly $300 million. J&J wanted to go to court, went to court, and they lost this first round to the tune of more than $500 million. So the question is this going to force some pharmaceutical companies to settle? We're just going to have to see.
Well, Omar, what can you tell us about the strategy Oklahoma state attorneys used to hold this corporation, Johnson & Johnson, accountable?
It's called the public nuisance argument, and it may sound familiar.
All right, guys, so this is All You Need to Know Radio. Welcome to our show tonight. And we are going to be talking about the $572 million bombshell judgment against Johnson & Johnson for the opioid crisis in this country that has claimed over 6,000 people's lives senselessly. An Oklahoma judge on last Monday ordered Johnson & Johnson to pay over $572 million for, listening to this, they were literally going into, according to the court, they were pushing doctors to prescribe opioids while downplaying the risk of addiction. I can't even get these words out of my mouth because they anger me so much. So, well, let's calm down and let's think about this for a second, because first of all, let's bring my co-host for the evening. I have to turn my, I'm coming right through. We're having to figure this out here.
I got one more of you. But others.
Try to see what you're hearing right there. But the thing is that addiction is a major thing. So when addiction is a major thing, are you hearing echoes or no echoes?
I hear an echo.
So maybe turn it down a little bit. Does that help a little bit? Not really. I don't know. I guess what we have to do is turn your microphone off whenever you're not talking. This is something new we've never tried, guys, and that's where we have somebody else that is actually a co-host with me on the show, and it's very exciting. Except I can't hear anything now. Let me do this. All right, so I can hear me now. And everything like that is working fine. And let's go to the news conference that they had about this, because it was pretty interesting to hear what the judges were saying, because they were less than impressed at everything that was going on here. That's all I got to say. I mean, they were. And the thing is that this is a historic judgment, and they really need to sit up and take notice, because addiction is a major problem in this country. And for these guys to be literally going around the country selling this product as it's not an addicting product, to me should be a criminal offense. I mean, we have so many people that are addicted, and if you're being told as your doctor that you have a possibility of not being addicted, then it's just crazy that this would be going on. So let's listen to one news conference. Once again, this is All You Need to Know Radio. I'm your host, John Hollywood. And then also Copperhead will be joining us. So take a listen.
I have a statement, and then we'll be happy to answer a few questions. Today, Judge Bachman has affirmed our position that Johnson & Johnson, motivated by greed and avarice, is responsible for the opioid epidemic in our state. Johnson & Johnson will finally be held accountable for thousands of deaths and addiction caused by their activities. Throughout the trial, our team proved what we have alleged all along, that the company used pseudoscience and misleading information that downplayed the risks of opioids, leading to the worst man-made public nuisance our state and this country has ever seen, the opioid crisis. As a result, when opioid sales in Oklahoma began to skyrocket, the death toll from unintentional prescription drug-related overdoses mounted, leaving in its wake broken homes, families, and communities. We showed how the company repeatedly ignored warnings by the federal government and its own scientific advisors about the dangers of its drugs and the risks of marketing its products in the way it did. The company promoted its products through unbranded campaigns by funding front groups and many patient groups meant to look like grassroots organizations that spread the company's misinformation. We have proven that Johnson & Johnson built its billion-dollar brand out of greed and on the backs of pain and suffering of innocent people. Although we showed the way Johnson & Johnson created the epidemic, we also showed the brilliant work of those in the state who've been serving on the front lines. These are individuals at agencies like the Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services, led by Commissioner Terry White, Tom Bates and his team at the Department of Health, and at the OSU Center for Wellness and Recovery, led by Drs. Casey Shrum, Jason Beeman, and Julie Croft. These people I just named and the countless others who I didn't are heroes. It is safe to say that without them, there would be thousands more dead, and even more would still be in the clutches of addiction. At this trial, we heard from national experts like Dr. Andrew Kolodny, who is regarded as the nation's foremost expert on the opioid epidemic in the U.S. He demonstrated how Johnson & Johnson took data out of context with respect to their branded opioids, minimized safety issues related to those opioids, omitted material information related to the safety of their opioids, and made comparative efficiency claims about their opioids without substantial evidence. And possibly the most significant and heart-rending part of our trial was when we gave the world a glimpse of what victims of the epidemic look like. Christy Hughes and John McGregor nearly lost everything to their addictions, and they were the lucky ones. They lived to tell their stories. Because in our state, there are countless families, like the family of OU football star Austin Box. His parents, Craig and Gail, go to bed every night and wake up every morning to the insufferable reality of knowing they will never see their beautiful son, Austin, again. And because Johnson & Johnson targeted pregnant women in our state, we also heard from the executive director of Pepper's Ranch, Tanya Ratcliffe, who discussed what it's like caring for babies born with an addiction to opioids. We saw an actual video of a newborn shaking uncontrollably as it suffered from the effects of neonatal abstinence.
Okay, so the more and more that I'm hearing about this, the sicker and sicker to my stomach I'm getting, because these guys got off easy. I wonder how much they actually make a year, because I don't know that $570 million was enough. I mean, $572 million was enough. Now we get to let our co-host join us right now. Now, once again, this is something new for us as we grow. His name is Copperhead. Say hello to the world, sir.
Hello to the world, sir.
So what is your opinion of this?
You know, it's amazing how history has a way of repeating itself, and this is similar to the same opioids that we had to deal with in the 19th century Victorian era United States. In San Francisco, there were such things as opium beds that were from the same source the opioids are from, where people would go and pretty much just waste their whole day just being numb in these dens that were brought or that were created by Eastern cultures bringing over these poppy seeds and these poppy flowers. That's what you distill the drug from. So it's kind of crazy that we had our first big drug war back then, you know, something like 200 years ago, and now we're doing it again in kind of the exact same manner, where people are telling us that it's not going to hurt you. It's going to help you through all of this. It's going to make you feel good. And of course it's doing the complete opposite. It's tearing apart your life, and it's tearing apart your family's life, and it's tearing apart everything that you care for because you just go numb.
Yeah, I would say numb would be a good way to put it. I'm more anger. I mean, I'm more angry than I'll tell you why. I know a lot of people that are have had addictions in the past, and I love on Facebook when they go on there and they share their truth, because you never know how many thousands of people they save knowing that they're doing what they're supposed to do. And They're not what they're supposed to do. Go ahead and mute your microphone right now. Not because of what they're supposed to do. It's because of what they need to do. Because addiction is no joke. It affects every walk of life. Whether you're a millionaire, if you're somebody who lives on the street, God help you, because you'll do anything for a fix. And now you've got this company out there that purposely went to doctors and lied to them and told them that their product was not addicting. So pushing that product to millions of consumers. We're lucky, if lucky is a word, that 6,000 people only died and no more, because there really should have been more. So that music in the background right there, Copperhead, means that we need to take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to continue to talk about the opioid $572 million bombshell judgment against Johnson & Johnson. You know, Johnson & Johnson, they do baby powder. I wonder how their stock is doing right now. Once again, you're listening to All You Need to Know Radio. I am your host, John Hollywood, coming to you live from Dallas, Texas, with my co-host, Copperhead. Say hello to everybody.
Hello to everybody.
We'll be right back.
My name is Will Cooper, your room parent.
Oh, no. Oh, this is bad.
Sophie and I are new to the school. I am single. Always try to get that out there, just never quite sure how to work it in.
Somebody tell me when it's safe for my nuts to return in my body.
Parents!
Oh, God, the new guy.
We have got to deal with him.
I just wanted to circle back.
Let me stay a plane. We're not going to do anything you want us to do.
We're single parents. We don't volunteer. We just try and survive until a time in the day when it's appropriate to open wine.
I don't know if you heard my announcement, but I am single as well.
We heard.
I have no wiggle room on parent participation.
You're in deep.
Deep in what?
The vortex. That place where you're so wrapped up in your kid that you've lost all touch with your adult life. I know. Because I've been there.
The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round. The wheels on the bus go round and round.
It happens to all of us.
I don't think I'm in a vortex.
When's the last time you made love?
There's no judgment here. This is a safe space.
Give or take a month, it's been about 5 years.
Oh, baby, no. Oh,
God, take a laugh. You guys said that this was a safe space.
Not that safe.
Hey, we got Amy, we got Emma, we got Rory, we got Graham. Who are you? Wrong van, kid. Get out of here. Beat it.
Greatest part of parenting is it gets you out of your comfort zone.
Look, I'm not interested in leaving my comfort zone, and I haven't been since my wife died.
I can't imagine losing your best friend.
She was a 26-year-old exotic dancer. She looked great in pants.
Ain't love a funny thing? Welcome, dudes!
Why do you have this?
I've never seen that before in my life.
Your wallet is in here, and a bag of popcorn that's still hot.
What are you gonna wear on your date tonight?
This?
Oh, God.
Or... shorts. Your pants are making my baby cry.
Hey, Dad.
What are you doing?
People don't think that kids can buff and wax, but they're the perfect height.
You guys are lucky. You have each other to look out for one another.
It takes a
bit. Don't say it.
You're a disaster.
Preach.
What's happening? Who are these people?
They're my village.
Ruined it.
Look, let's forget about this, officers. Go ahead. Get yourself something nice.
Sir, put the money away. I know these jeans are very tight, but Rory likes them, so I'm wearing them.
I've seen worse butts.
Feeling empty.
I could hear the whole tune in my head. It was all there. I could see all the notes, and I just had to get it out.
It's a little bit funny.
what's feeling inside.
What did you say your name was again?
My name is...
Reggie!
Reginald Dwight.
Reginald? That's my granddad's name.
Start as a fat boy from nowhere. Get to be a soul man.
Gotta kill the person you were born to be in order to become the person you want to be.
I'm thinking of changing my name to Elton.
But that's my name.
Yeah, I know.
You can be the best-selling artist in America if you desire.
I was trying to do something bold.
Why are you still something flashy?
Can you even play the piano in those?
Let them know who you are.
And just don't kill yourself with drugs.
So how does it feel to be a star?
You're never gonna last.
Let's just enjoy it while we can.
First sleeping arrangements, kiddo. All of this is gone.
I just hope you realize you're choosing a life of being alone forever.
Don't you want to just sing without this ridiculous paraphernalia?
People don't pay to see Reg Dwight. They pay to see Elton John.
Sorry.
I know.
Do you even care how much pressure I'm under?
Not really. I'll still be collecting my 20% long after you've killed yourself.
Maybe I should have tried to be more ordinary.
You were never ordinary.
Look at you now.
Is actually going to be on our show in the coming weeks. We actually just texted about this. And definitely need to be going and downloading his album because it's called Got It Covered. And Carrie Underwood actually covered, actually did that song originally called So Small that you just heard. And that song actually changed Ty's life and made him want to stay in the music industry. And he covered the song, and the one and only country mega superstar, the American Idol winner herself, actually tweeted Ty and said that she loved his version and he had her seal of approval. So that is something you do not hear of every day. One thing I want to bring to your attention, once again, this is All You Need to Know Radio, and I am your host, John Hollywood. If you'd like to join us on the show at 516-531-9990, 516-531-9990. If you're brave enough, press that number one button. That will let my producer know that you are live in the studio. We also have Copperhead as our co-host today. We'll be bringing him back on in a minute. Guys, real quick, another mass shooting was done in this country in, I believe, Odessa, Texas. And it's with great sadness that I have to report something like that, because it's yet another mass senseless shooting where people that were just trying to live their life weren't able to do it. So this was brought to my attention by Copperhead that there's actually a running poll out there. And I have put this on all of our social media pages, and it says, "A promise America made. After Sandy Hook, we said never again. And then since then, we have let 2,114 more mass shootings happen." This is updated as of September 3rd, 2019. Guys, something has to change. And I really feel like it needs to be from the NRA. If I was the president of the NRA and all these people, these people were senselessly dying because of my product, I think I would do something about it. Real quick, before we bring Copperhead on the show, we want to let you know that this show is brought to you by the law office of Warwick & Nunn, which can be reached at 972-863-9592. That's 972-863-9592. Guys, they handle everything from small litigation to huge, mega, mega million-dollar lawsuits. And let me tell you something. In the courtroom, they are a force to be reckoned with. You don't want to miss them. They will be on our show coming this Thursday in a couple of days. Make sure that you join us live. And they are the sponsor of this show tonight, the Law Office of Warwick & Nunn. Also, they're on all social media as Warwick & Nunn, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Make sure you tell them you heard about us on All You Need to Know Radio. All right, so we're going to bring Copperhead in here.
How's it going?
Copperhead, let's talk about... Do you want to talk about what I just talked about as far as the promise America made and has broken time and time again?
You're talking about the guns of our nation?
Yeah, you're talking to the microphone. I can't hear you.
I'm trying to figure out how this one works. With the guns of America, in our...
So do me a favor, Copperhead. Go ahead and switch over to your the phone I just handed you.
Test 1, 2, 3.
There we go. There you are. Okay, so America did not hear one word you said.
Oh, that's sad.
I'm not sure what happened there, what happened, but you were talking about we were talking about the gun, the mass shootings and things like that. Please reiterate what you just said, because it's so important that people hear this. Once again, guys, if you're just joining us, this is All You Need to Know Radio, and I'm your host, John Hollywood, with our co-host, Copperhead. So glad to welcome you to our show, sir. Go ahead and let the audience around the world, somebody's got to speak up about this. And if it's got to be us, it will be. On every single show, we will be talking about this until something is done about it.
It's not just been us that's been speaking about it. 86-87% of Americans right now just want background checks on guns. That's a small, small thing to ask for. And that just means that people who already have a violent tendency, or people that have mental issues, or people that have compromising situations where they wouldn't be trusted with a gun, won't have as much access to them. It's not going to be a perfect system, and it may not prevent every single gun shooting, but it's at least a step in the right direction. And what the NRA and other factions want to do is actually spend money to keep those guns available to those people. They want to be able to keep Second Amendment rights, as they say it. And from what I understand, the Second Amendment right says that we have the right to arm a well-maintained militia, which is their translation of right to bear arms, which came out from a court case many years later. But as far as a well-maintained militia, single-armed gunmen shooting into crowds of people shopping at malls or at a festival are not going to be somebody who's well-trained anything. They're going to be psychotic. They're going to be angry. They're going to be not somebody who's well in control of their system. Furthermore, it makes me wonder what the NRA's real agenda is. You're talking about a group who spends $1.6 million in cold hard cash, not for any sort of profit or benefit to them, but just to maintain the fact that there are weapons and rifles and semi-automatic guns available to people who want them. Whether they're collectors or hunters, there's several people out there that collect guns, who go hunting with their family, who are well-trained and well-maintained. They understand the safety and the care behind guns. But when you're talking about somebody who just shoots into a parking lot for the full sake of killing other people, it's a scary, scary thing. And the NRA helps to keep those people armed and keep those people dangerous, because they see that any encroachment on gun control is a encroachment on their own gun control, or their own rights to own guns. Now, the curiosity here is, with something as destructive as a gun, whose sole purpose is to kill, it's not made to teach, it's not made to train, it's not made to edify, it's made to tear down and kill and maim and hurt something else. For that kind of device not to have any restrictions on it is a very, very dangerous thing. So when we have freedoms and privileges such as an automobile, we know that that can cause problems. It can sometimes lose control or break down or fail, and it may be used as a weapon of its own, but that's not its true intention. Its true intention is made to transport people from one place to the other. Yet we maintain license, which means that people are trained to use it correctly, and they go through a rigorous testing ground to see how well they can maintain their control of the vehicle. They also offer courses with it that a lot of people, especially in high school age, start taking so they can prepare for that test. They also maintain insurance, which means that with insurance, that if something happens to themselves or somebody else at the behalf of their vehicle, that there's some sort of compensation, that there's some sort of monetary salvation to correcting the error or correcting as much of the error as possible. Guns don't have that sort of some containment like that. It's scary to me that something that is made to destroy other things doesn't have the same responsibilities as something as easy as a transporter. So it really worries me about the NRA, why they have that much money and where that money comes from, and what those people who donate to the NRA really have at the motivation of their heart, what they really have at the motivation of their wish list, you know, like where do they come from and why do they want to do that?
Exactly. Now make sure that you're talking into the microphone on your You can you hear me? Test.
Yeah. Totally.
There, you can even talk louder if you want to. You go. That's perfect. Okay, so that's all, I mean, really informative things of what you're saying about the shootings and the guns. And I like the fact that you brought up there that we're not trying to say, like, the Republicans want people to think that we're trying to take your guns away from you. That's a bunch of bullshit. We're not trying to take your guns away from you, even though the Constitution does not say you have the right to bear arms. A Supreme Court ruling, as we were reminded by our best in justice people. However, let's move to the Johnson & Johnson bombshell verdict. What is your thought process of it?
This is mind-blowing to me because these are brands that everybody uses every day. It's brands that you're familiar with, and if you go into your bathroom or into your kitchen, you probably have several of these products. It's going to be Acuvue. It's going to be Band-Aid. It's going to be Bengay. It's going to be Neosporin. There's Aveeno. Neutrogena, Listerine, even Splenda, and these are all going to be different products in your household that you use every day that Johnson & Johnson has made a household brand for, and not only have they made a household brand for, but they made you want to trust them and their brand and their family. So having them be part of this scandal, of this opioid crisis, is heart-wrenching. They've really taken something like their branding and used it against us in a way that they pulled the curtains back, and suddenly there's this monster there that, you know, everything was safe and sound until it was too late. And so they were using their influence and their control of the health departments of our nation to be able to exploit this. And there's even notifications and documentation of CEOs and prescribers laughing. It's like, these people are addicted to these. Ha ha ha. But they are. And they're joking about that while they get a dollar. It's all about the Benjamins with these people. So having them go for greed instead of health and care really is an antithesis to what their brand has always stood for.
Well, it's really sad, too, because there are so many products, and I know you pulled up a list of those. We're going to go over those when we come back. That little music in the background means we need to take a quick break and pay some bills. But it's amazing to me that somebody that makes baby powder for babies then now has been found basically liable, because this was not a criminal trial, sadly, but they were found liable for purposely telling doctors that their product was not addicting, which caused over 6,000 deaths. I personally think there should be some criminal charges. We'll see what happens. Once again, guys, if you're just joining us, this is John Hollywood, your host of All You Need to Know Radio, heard exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. And once we're off the air, you can go anywhere and hear us on iTunes, Spotify, I mean, Google Play. Every day, I think we got notified today that Pandora wanted to start playing us. iHeartRadio wants to start playing us. So that's actually kind of exciting. And I've been in the radio industry for 17 years and never thought in my wildest dreams would I be on Spotify. In any case, we need to take a quick break. This is All You Need to Know Radio. I'm your host, John Hollywood, with our co-host, Copperhead. Say hello.
Hello.
We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Let's see who this is. It's your favorite radio host, John Hollywood, with All You Need to Know Radio. And I want to take some time out real quick to give a big shout out to an amazing law firm, Warwick & Nunn. Guys, if you have any kind of legal problems of any kind, I mean, if you have personal injury, real estate, and business problems, transactions, if you need litigation help, I don't know about parking tickets, but man, this law firm does everything. If you have been
taken advantage of and you think you have nowhere to turn, let me brighten your eyes right now and put a smile on your face. Call 972-863-9592. That is 972-863-9592. Ask for Hunter or Amos, and it is Warwards and Nun. That's Warwards and Nun, and they are a full-service law firm. They are so incredible, guys. One thing is they're trustworthy. The other is they actually will care about your case and explain it to you where you will be able to understand it. A lot of attorneys I've dealt with in my life, they like to talk over your head. Not these guys. These guys want you to understand you do have a choice. You've got to be the one that makes the right choice. If you're having any problems legally, if you're having aggressive problems in your life to where you feel like you just have nowhere to turn, I've got the place you need to turn to. It is the law firm of Warwards and Nun at 972-863-9592. That's 972-863-9592. Or go to warwardsnun.com. Make sure you tell these guys, Hunter and Amos, that you heard about them on All You Need to Know Radio, your favorite radio show. And, guys, listen. Legal problems are just a thing of life. There are people out there that will take advantage of you. There are people out there that will make you feel that you have no options. These guys are rock stars. And in the courtroom, they are incredible. And they won't let you get taken advantage of. So, All You Need to Know Radio and John Hollywood recommend Warwards and Nun. Call him right now if you have any kind of legal problems, any kind of legal questions. 972-863-9592. That's 972-863-9592. Warwards and Nun, the law firm you need to know if you have any questions about things that are going on in your law. The law.
I can't hear myself, but can you hear me? Oh my God, can you hear me? Okay. The sound and everything going on in this, we must get this fixed before Ty Herndon comes on our show. I will go nuts. By the way, Jesus Christ. By the way, been talking to Mr. Herndon, and I get so many messages on Instagram and on Twitter. Do I actually know Ty Herndon? Yes, I do know Ty Herndon. I've known Ty for many, 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 many years, and that's where I'll leave that. Copperhead can attest to the fact that I know Ty Herndon, right?
I can attest to that, yes. I have met him through you, so yes, I know you guys know each other pretty well.
Where were we that you met him through me?
We were actually at a charity event for one of his
talking to your phone louder.
We're talking about his musical charities in Nashville, Tennessee. where he actually had a concert with several different musical artists where he was able to perform and show off his talents and show off the talents of some of his friends and co-patriots of this art.
Yeah, I think Hunter Hayes showed up. I think one of my favorite one voice, Billy Gillum, which, you know, I love Billy Gillum. He was such an amazing artist at a young age. And he was also forced to hide his sexuality. In fact, when Ty came out in 2014 as the first country male artist superstar to come out as a gay man, I believe within hours, Billy Gillum released a statement and came out as well. So we are talking about Ty, and you can leave your hat on. I'm going to see if we can get him to serenade us with that song when he comes on the show. But he will be on the show in the coming weeks. He will be at the Arlington Music Hall October 2nd. Listen up. We are going to be giving away free tickets to the show. Nobody else is giving away any tickets free to that show. But All You Need to Know Radio is stay tuned for how you can win them. And we might even be able to get you to meet Mr. Herndon. You know, one thing about Ty is he is a very, very authentic artist. For one thing, he's not a studio artist. What you hear is what you get. He sings live, period. He hates the recording booth, besides what it takes to record the album to get something out. Did I spell America wrong in what I posted? No, I'm just kidding. But he'll be on the show, so stay tuned, and we'll definitely be promoting that. If you would like to go ahead and email Ty questions, you can do that at allyouneedtoknowradio@gmail.com. In the subject matter, put Ty Herndon. Also, don't forget, he has a brand new album out called Got It Covered. When you listen to the album and the songs on the album, you'll understand the title of the album, because I didn't get it. But the Copperhead Man did get it, but I did not get it. So real quick, let's just talk about Johnson & Johnson. And it's just the more I'm reading about this, Johnson & Johnson denied any wrongdoing, as is his worthless and mouthpiece attorney, which I guess in this world, everybody deserves somebody to state their case. But the thing is that when you're responsible for over 6,000 deaths, not to mention you're responsible for making people believe in this world, there's actually a painkiller you can take that is not addicting. I'm actually speechless about that, because addiction is no joke. I mean, addiction takes people's lives. I mean, for no reason. So once again, we have to read this for legal purposes. J&J denied any wrongdoing, and its attorney, John Sparks, said the state prosecutors had misinterpreted the public nuisance law, having previously limited it to disputes involving property of public spaces. Listen, Johnson & Johnson's attorney better be lucky that the prosecutors only went after them under the public nuisance law and not for out-and-out murder, because these people died as a result of their product. Now, I didn't go to law school. My brother did. I happen to know two amazing superstar attorneys, which we'll ask them about this on Thursday's show. But to me, that sounds like that you kind of assisted in a homicide by providing the very product that killed them. What do you think?
Oh, definitely. You're at least a conspirator to all of this. There's no way that you can avoid the fact that you proliferated information and you proliferated knowledge and access to it, wholeheartedly knowing what the results of it would be, and yet lying and covering it up or sweeping it under the rugs or minimizing it so that people would be dependent on this and then turn into destroying their lives. It would eat them from the inside out. So it's definitely a co-conspirator, if not a direct blame of somebody like that.
You know, we're going to post on our all of our social media where Judge Thad Bachman watches a video on the first day of the trial accusing Johnson & Johnson of engaging in deceptive marketing that contributed to be the national opioid epidemic in Norman, Oklahoma on May 28th, 2019. And if you can see the disgust in the judge's face, you know, everybody thinks that judges are these people that we put up on pedestals. And what you have to remember is that judges are just like everybody else, and they have feelings and they have thoughts. The only thing they have that you don't have is they can throw your ass in jail.
Now, let me tell you some of this fallout that may happen from this. This one court case here could start a whole snowball kind of effect. There's a legal analyst from Susquehanna Financial Group, Tom Claps, who has quoted that out of these 1,600 cases in Ohio that this has ruled this $37 million, it may take that 1,600 cases and make it into a $572 million. That's kind of what he's predicting this to be in. And that's just one of 50 states that have gone through this whole starting to get back at Johnson & Johnson and other companies. Now, when you're talking about $500 million lawsuit from one state, that's a possibility of something like $25 billion for a company whose only net earnings were $344 billion. Yeah, they would take a hit and keep on ticking, but who would ever shop with them again kind of thing? And the fact is that I think the biggest blow to them won't be necessarily the financial gain or loss from all of this, but actually the brand awareness and in the wrong way.
Well, Alex Gorsky is actually the CEO of Johnson & Johnson. Alex Gorsky is the chairman and CEO of Johnson & Johnson and the executive committee, the company's senior leadership team. He is the seventh person to serve as the chair and CEO. You know, I think that we should give out the telephone number to the corporate office of Johnson & Johnson, because I really think that people need to be able to express what is going on. I'm going to leave it up to you, Mr. Copperhead. Do we give that information out? Because I just, as a quick search, have actually found this guy's home telephone number. However, I know how you don't like to make things personal like that. However,
and I really
what
do feel like if it's that easily to be looked for, I think if your fans, if your listeners can find it that easy, that it's their opportunity to look for it themselves. It's one of those things. I'm sorry, I don't make it personal. It's business, but it's poor business and it's bad business. And it's something that I won't want to participate in. But as far as going and ruining people's lives, they may ruin ours, but it's us to take the high road.
Ruining people's lives, they ended people's lives. 6,000 people.
Absolutely, and families.
Because of lying to people. I mean.
Correct.
And
I'm not saying what they did was any justifiable at all, and I think that they should be held in full contempt to the law. But I don't think that we as individuals should have any right to attack another human being like that. I think that we should be able to go through the due process.
I wasn't saying attack another human being, but if we gave out their telephone number to the corporate office, which all you have to do is look it up. But
yep,
I wasn't
verbal
I
attack.
Said, all you have to do is look it up, but it, to
yep.
call people and just tell them how disgusted you are with that. But I'll go ahead and I'll abide by that decision, just because I do value many, many, many qualities of you. So. And if you knew him, you would also value the same qualities. He is an incredible, incredible man. This judgment is a misapplication of the public nuisance law that has already been rejected in other states, Johnson & Johnson's attorney went on to say. What is he going to say, though? I mean, listen, not only, like you said, this could be the fallout. We are going to take a real quick break, and we are going to do our song pick of the week. And then we are going to come back, and I want you to have a listing of all of the products that Johnson & Johnson actually is over, you know, they have. Because at the very least, I think we should boycott those. I think that they need to fill this in their pocketbook. That's just the way it feels to me. You know, we can always talk about it if we need to before we actually do it. So real quick, this is our song pick of the week, and it is by a group of three gentlemen that most of us have grown up with. They lived in Texas at one point. They've each gone on their own. They've each started their own solo group, which have been really huge hits. My favorite, Nick, and before I give out the entire name of the band, just did an incredible thing. And another thing is that he has diabetes, and he has been very public about it. He has been very honest about how it's affected his life. And he's also told and taught people how treatment can be so easy. So that, to me, makes me have a whole new respect for this guy. But he's not just one person, and it's not just two people. It is three brothers that long ago, years ago, they were major, major, major successes. Guess what? They're back with a brand new single, a brand new album. The song is called Sucker, and it is climbing the charts. It's by the Jonas Brothers, the superstar, megastar Jonas Brothers, no worldwide. And this is All You Need to Know Radio's song pick of the week. And it's new, and it's dangerous, and it's in your face. It's the Jonas Brothers, Sucker. Take a listen.
We go together. Better than birds of a feather, you and me. We change the weather, yeah. I'm feeling heat in December when you found me. I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars. I follow you through the dark, can't get enough. You're the medicine and the pain, the tattoo inside my brain. And maybe you know it's obvious, I'm a sucker for you.
What was it? I Want to Dance. And me and my partner got the chance to go see her. That's right, baby boy. We got the chance to go see her live on the third row, and she actually blew hearts at me. She's just as beautiful in person. I mean, it's just amazing.
And she's really,
real quick, we're going to close
really
the show out with Copperhead telling you the products that you need to boycott. To show Johnson & Johnson, we will not stand for them going to doctors and lying to them and getting our teens and friends addicted to a opioid that literally takes their life. Over 6,000 people, guys, And I think this is in Oklahoma alone.
No,
what
Ohio.
What is the total number? No, Oklahoma. This judgment is from Oklahoma, an Oklahoma court. In any case, there's more cases out there. There's actually 2,000 cases out there with a company called Purdue. And when this judgment came down, they literally ran to their telephones trying to settle these cases because this is a losing battle for everyone.
Right,
right now, Copperhead is going to tell you to get your pen, get your paper, and write down all these products and boycott Johnson & Johnson for them senselessly basically murdering people by lying to doctors that their product was not addictive and ultimately taking their lives. You have the floor, sir.
Now, what's terrifying about this is that it's going to be almost impossible for you to stay away from this brand. I mean, they cover everything from over-the-counter to skincare, baby care, oral care, first aid and wound care, and women's health. So some of their brands that they cover would be stuff like Aveeno, Neutrogena, baby care products like the Johnson & Johnson hair and shampoo, Listerine, Band-Aid, Bengay, Neosporin from the first aid kits, Splenda and Benecol for nutrients, that's the yellow sugars, Visine and Acuvue, that's your contact lenses for some of us. Tylenol, Sudafed, Pepcid AC, Benadryl are all over-the-counter medicines. So, I mean, you're talking about a pretty big heavy hitter here, and I know that every household has at least one of these products, if not all of these products, in their cabinets right now. Clean and Clear, Neosporin, Rembrandt for oral care products. We're also looking at Benadryl. Let's see if I can find any more on this list real quick for us. This is kind of a top of the list, but you can look on the back of any of your products. Johnson & Johnson make up about 20% of our healthcare market. And the sad part is their consumer goods only make up about 20% of their company's revenue for the year.
Okay, so guys, you heard him. You almost cannot stay. It's like Chick-fil-A. You know, Chick-fil-A hates gay people. They're very obvious.
Church's chicken.
People. But you love their damn chicken. But there's now someone that is just as good, in my opinion, and that is Popeye's chicken sandwich.
And Church's.
That's who I would be doing. And Church's. And Church's. What we'll do, guys, because there's too many for us to list, and we are out of time, we will Copperhead, will you please post this on our social media so people will have a list of all of this? Guys, make sure that you join us every Thursday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. And like I said, we're out of time. And make sure that you go and you read, because we're going to post what we were reading from about this lawsuit. It is despicable. It is a disgrace. And you sure don't hear the president saying anything about a historic verdict because they're probably best friends. Anytime, sadly, that something about something like this verdict and Donald Trump doesn't say anything, it probably means he's involved somehow. Oh, my God. Where are we in this country? All right, guys. So this is John Hollywood, your host, with our co-host, Copperhead. Say goodnight, everybody, Copperhead.
Goodnight, Gracie.
That's right. And everybody, remember, keep reaching for the stars, because that's where it all begins.
Because that's where it is.
And have a great evening. Ask yourself, what have you done today to make yourself feel proud?